أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الأكرم الذي خلق الإنسان وكرمه وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصم تنانوه باللسان ولا بالقلم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد My dear respected علماء الكرام My dear respected brothers elders My respected friends I would like to greet you with the best greeting, the greeting of all the time, full of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's blessings. It's a dua, well-wishing for one another in this dunya, in the hereafter. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, we thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq, the opportunity of coming to His house on the great day, the day of Yawm Jumu'ah. Nurun ala nur, light upon light. Another nur is that we are on the Nisf of Sha'aban, 15th of Sha'aban. That means 2 weeks' time, insha'Allah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over in the great month of Ramadan. We started making du'as together. The dua which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us and used to make it upon sighting the crescent of the month of Rajab. Allahumma, O Allah, barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Make the month of Rajab and Sha'ban be the blessed month for us. Bless us in the month of Rajab. Bless us in the coming month of Sha'ban. Wa balighna Ramadan. Kindly, through your mercy, take us through to the month of Ramadan. Why? So that we should benefit from its blessings. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala take us all through, insha'Allah, to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Amin, thumma amin. How do we prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan? What should we do before Ramadan? What should be done in Ramadan? And what should be done after Ramadan? This is the homework which every Muslim should have or should do. Because before Ramadan, we are preparing for it. How do we prepare for it? We prepare the best preparation for the month of Ramadan is the taqwa. To create the fear of Allah in our heart. To accommodate the fear of Allah in our heart. And to work extra hard on our iman. The little iman that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us, we must handle it with care. Because, al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman is something which rises and decreases. It's just like the temperature of a person. Where they use the thermometer to measure the temperature of the insan. Find, oh, the temperature is very high. Why? BP. What's wrong? The temperature is low. Oh, mashallah, the temperature is okay. It's normal. So, al-iman yazidu wa yanqus. The iman of every Muslim rises and decreases. So, we have to work extra hard so that at least our iman should be above 50%. Hidayah. Is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must work extra hard on our iman. It's not only the preparation. A lot of Muslim brothers and sisters, they think the best preparation for the month of Ramadan is making our fridges full. Right now, others have started their shopping. Go to ShopRite, go to whatsoever. Go to Pick and Pay. Buying everything, 3 fridges. Why? For Ramadan. Samosas, this. The best preparation is the iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast very often in the month of Sha'ban, that so much so that Sahabas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they thought that he would not stop fasting till he reached the month of Ramadan. وقد قيل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by one of the sahabas, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, Lam araka tasumu min shaharin akthara ma tasumu min sha'ban. We have never seen you fasting in any other month the way you fast in the month of Sha'ban. Why do you fast very often in the month of Sha'ban? Most of the days of Sha'ban, you keep them with your roza. Faqala, then he answered, Huwa shahrun mubarak. This is a blessed month. Sha'ban is a blessed month. Turfa'u al-a'malu fihi ila rabbil alamin. In this great month of Sha'ban, the deeds of the children of Adam alayhi salam are presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'uhibbu ayuradu amali wa ana sa'im. It is my desire and wish that my a'amal, my deeds, when they are presented before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm in the state of fasting. And now, alhamdulillah, we are on the Mubarak day of Sha'ban. Last night, with the fadl of Allah, it was the Nisf Sha'ban. We are still enjoying its blessings. So Rasulullah s.a.w. also concerning the Nisf of Sha'ban, he said, إِذَا كَانَتْ نِصْفُ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفُ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. When the night of Sha'ban comes, stand up at night, pray Salatul Tahajjud for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Present your problems to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا, and keep a fast on each day. But it is not faraz and it is not sunnah. Ulama, some scholars are the view that it's not a sunnah, but it is mustahab. It is something which Nabi himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to do. And he encouraged also that it is a preparation for Ramadan. Just like as he was asked one day, Ayu sawm afdal, O Messenger of Allah, which fast are better, ba'da sawm Ramadan, after the fast of the month of Ramadan? Faqala, he said, Sha'ban, the fasts of the month of Sha'ban, lita'azimi Ramadan, for the preparation of the month of Ramadan, the warm-up. You have to warm up yourself so that when you enter the fast of the Ramadan, you are fit. You can't get injured. Just like in soccer, the game of soccer. Before the main game, you find the players there. They do some warm-ups, even in cricket. You have to warm up to make your blood warm so that you are ready for the game. Even in Ramadan, you have to do some warm-ups. Keep some rosas in the month of Sha'ban. Naku abdanaku bisawmi Sha'ban lisyami Ramadan. Cleanse and lighten your bodies by keeping fast in the month of Sha'ban for the preparation of the month of Ramadan. When the fast of Ramadan comes, it will be easy for us. But if you are not fasting, there are others, mashallah, alhamdulillah. You know, the early stages of Ramadan, the first day, it's still 10 o'clock. After Fajr, you suhoor, you perform Fajr Salah, you go to bed. If you are not waking, maybe it's Sunday or Saturday or Sunday. You sleep, you wake up 10 o'clock, you think it's already Dhuhr time. Look there, kia hua. So by doing so, alhamdulillah, it becomes easy. Then, how do we prepare ourselves? Rasulullah s.a.w. said, on the night of Nisf Sha'ban, that's when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala prepares in his record book how many new babies will be born the next coming year, and how many souls will live, will depart from mother dunya for akhirah. So the risk of every insan is allocated. How much risk you get, how much air for breathing, for how long he's going to stay on Mother Earth. So, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, it is the good time to make ibadah, to engage ourselves in ibadah. The best ibadah, salat tahajjud. And in tahajjud, try to make also longer rakats, and in sujood, longer sujoods, cry to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as much as you can. Present all your problems to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because in the third night, the last portion of the night, the rahmah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala descends. Tanzilu lighurubi shamsi rahmatu rahma min Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sama'i dunya. Tanzilu rabbul alamina ila sama'i dunya. The rahmat of Allah comes to the nearest heaven. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, ala mi mustaghfirin. Is there anyone who is asking for forgiveness? فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ الْأَوْزَارَ so that I'll forgive his sins. I'm ready to forgive his shortcomings. أَلَامِ مُسْتَرِزِقٍ is there anyone who is asking for sustenance? Is there anyone who is finding it difficulty in finding his daily sustenance, daily rosy, risky? فَأَرْزُقُهُ so that I grant him sustenance or I make the way easy for him to get his daily sustenance. Alami mubtaliin, is there anyone who is going through difficulties, hardships, problems upon problems, fawafihi, so that I should remove all his difficulties, problems. Hatta tatulugh al-fajr, until the coming of dawn, that's when the rahmat of Allah stops. So it is not only on the nisf of Shaban. Every day in this middle part, that's why we have to try also by all means to wake up for tahajjud. And alhamdulillah, another added bonus is that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us. We are experiencing, if I'm not mistaken, long days and short nights. Short days and long nights. So why? So that if it comes, it so happens that we are still in Ramadan, in short days, at least we can't complain. And long nights so that we can have the opportunity of performing Salat Tahajjud. Look, the last Sehri time now, I think it's something maybe 1 or 2 past 5. That means even 4:30, you wake up, you make a wuzu, and you stand up at night without disturbing anyone. Pray Salat Tahajjud, cry to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whether 2 rakats or 4 rakats, even 2 rakats is enough because it's only you and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. No any second person sees you and present all your problems. In Sajda also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the position of Salah where the servant is closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is when he is in Sajda. فَأَكْثِرُ فِيهِ dua, increase your du'as in Sajda, even in the language that you understand. Whether it is in Sizulu, whether it is in Swahili, whether it is in Yao, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the one who created us. He is the one who divided us. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. I created only 2 people on the surface of the earth. Dhakari wa untha, a man and a woman. Waja'alnakum shu'uba. I divided you into 2 nations, all these countries. Wa qabaila, every country I divided it into 2 tribes. For only 1 reason, lita'araf, so that you should recognize one another, not to oppress one another, not to despise one another. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. But the most honorable in the eyes of Allah, the one who is closer to Allah than any other insan, atqakum, the one with who is more piety than the other, the one who accommodates the taqwa of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his heart. So what Allah is interested from us is the taqwa. He's not interested about this. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala only recognizes 1 tribe on earth. He gave us only 1 tribe. What is that tribe? Islam. And he gave us 1 language. Al-lughatul Arabiya, the Arabic language. Al-lughatul Arabiya, lughatu ahlul Jannah, the language of Jannah. Lughatu Nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the language of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa lughatu kitabullah al-Quran, it is the language of the book of Allah. That's why whenever we are doing it, Arabic. Salah is such Allahu Akbar. Every Muslim, whether from north, east, south, west, whether it's from the Western world, North African world, we are using the same language. It is the language of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These languages which we are using only to recognize one another. Oh yes, this is my tribe. But if we go back, we follow the channel, we find that we meet somewhere, maybe even in the 5th generation. Or in the 100th generation. Because as we are going, you find that you are from there, my father was from there, father's father from there, father's father. They meet now at Ibrahim alayhi salam. They meet there, they go together. From Adam alayhi salam. Adam and Hawa only. Kullukum min Adam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. All of you are from Adam. Wa Adam in Turab. And Adam was created from the soil. La fariqu bayna al-Arabi ala al-Ajami. No difference between the Arabs and the non-Arabs. Illa bitaqwa. Except the taqwa. Why Rasulullah s.a.w. said bayna al-Arabi? He knew that he was from the Arab nation. And he knew that my Arab people, they will be now thinking that they are the best people among us, everyone on earth. They are the best nation. That's why Nabi Sosa made it clear. La fariqu bayna al-Arab. Oh, you fellow Arabs, don't think that you are better than anyone. There only be no difference between we Arabs, no difference between the non-Arabs, except the one who fears Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Look at Rasulullah Sosa. He came, he was our gift. He's still our gift. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala describing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he say, laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum. The messenger has come from among yourselves, whom you recognize. We know him. He came for you, for all of you. Azizun alayhi ma'anitum. It worries him so much that his ummatis, his followers, any Muslim going through problems. Nabi Sosam, it worries him, it troubles him. He never used to sleep. Even till the time when Malakul Maut came to him, he was only concerned about his ummah. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be concerned about his ummah. Rasulullah Sosam. Harisun alaikum, very concerned about your affairs. He is very much concerned about the affairs, the situation of the Muslim, till the last mu'min to live on Mother Earth. Bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. To the believers, very, very merciful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he told the sahabas, I wish I could meet my brothers. The sahabas were shocked. Ya Rasulullah, what are you talking about? Alasna ikhwanuk. Arasna ikhwanuk, are we not your brothers? Said, Bal antum ashabi, you are my companions. My brothers are those who are going to come after you. They will never see me. They will embrace Islam. They are going to come after me, after even you. But they will stick to the command of Allah. They will love me as if they saw me. Check how we send the durud upon our beloved Nabi Sosa. We are the brothers whom Rasulullah was very much concerned. Day and night he was worried. How is this ummah going to be saved and enter Jannah to Firdaus? Until the last moment when Malakul Maut came, he said, hey, I'm not scared about you, but tell me, where is my brother Jibril alayhi salam? After she said they left him in the seventh heaven, in the Sama'i Dunya, and then the Malaika counseling him about your departure, then after a short while, Jibril came. Said, Allah ta'aram anna al-amra qad qarrab. Don't you know, Jibril, that my time for departing from earth has arrived? Said, Bala, I know. That's why I'm here. I was with you and I will never leave you even in the last moment, crucial moment of yours. Then he said, yeah, Jibril, bashirni, tell me before Malakul Maut takes out my role. كيف يكون أمتي بعدي? How will my nation fare after me? How, what will happen to my nation, my ummah, the Muslims? And what will happen for them on the day of Qiyamah? Then Jibril said, in Allah Ta'ala qala li, when I was coming to you, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke to me. He said, hey Jibril, listen carefully. Go and tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَى سَائِلِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ حَتَّى تَدُخُلُهَا أَنْتَ. Allah has made Jannah haram for every other Nabi to enter it until you be the first to enter it. وَإِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَى سَائِلِ الْأُمَّمِ حَتَّى تَدُخُلُهَا أُمَّتِكَ. And Allah has made Jannah haram for every other ummah until your ummah will be the first to enter Jannah. That means this ummah of Rasulullah Sassam is the last to come on earth, but it will be the first to enter Jannah to fail. But in the secret, let us love one another. Let us forgive and forget. Whatever we are quarreled with, that one, before us Ramadan come, let us forgive each other so that we go there. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala yaqul yawm al-qiyamah, aina al-mutahabuna bijalal, where are those used to love one another for my sake? Allah himself, he will ask this question on the day of Qiyamah, where are those who used to love one another for my sake, meaning the Muslims? When they stand up, he says, Al-yawma udhilluhum fi dhilli. Today I will accommodate them under my arish. Yawma la dhilla illa dhilli. This is the day of Qiyamah. There's not any shade except the shade from my arish. Another hadith, Rasulullah said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala again will say, Al-mutahabuna fi jalali. Those who loved themselves for my sake on earth when they were alive, لهم منابر من نور. I'll give them puppets of nur, memories, nice ones, shining, and I'll make them sit on them. يغبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء and the أنبياء, other messengers of Allah, the أنبياء and the شهداء, those who died in jihad, they will envy them. They are not Nabis, these are the Ummatis of Muhammad Sosab, but they used to love one another. For the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, see why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself again declared, Wajabat ma'abbati, my love is wajib upon the following people, lil mutahabina fiya, those who love one another for my sake, wal mutazawirina fiya, those who visit each other for my sake, wal mutajalisina fiya, those who gather together, sit together for my sake, wal mutabarak fear, and those who spend for my sake. And Nabi Sosam, what did he say? Man ahabba lila, wa abghadha lila, wa aatwa lila, wa mana alila, faqad istakmala al-iman. Hamare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith sharif me ishad farmaya, jo shakhs Allah ta'ala ke liye mahabbat kare, jo shakhs Allah ta'ala ke liye dushman kare, aur jo shakhs Allah ta'ala ke liye de, aur jo shakhs Allah ta'ala ke liye na de, to usne apne iman ko kamil kiya. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Muslim who love another Muslim for the sake of Allah, he will hate any insan for the sake of Allah, he will give for the sake of Allah, he will withhold for the sake of Allah. If I give him, he's going to buy dagger. I give him, he's going to buy alcohol. Then let me not give him. It's better I give him maybe a loaf of bread. فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, he has perfected his iman. This is the perfection of the iman. So let us make sure that inshallah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us Hidayah Tawfiq, because Ramadan when it comes, we have to utilize this opportunity. Every good deed is multiplied. Every sunnah act in the month of Ramadan, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the sawab of faraz. One sunnah act, even one nafal act. فَمَنْ عَادَى فَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ بِخَصْلَةٍ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, whoever does a nafal act, a sunnat afal, sunnat act in the month of Ramadan, كَمَنْ أَدَّ السَّبْعِينَ فِيهِ, it's like he made a faraz in the outside Ramadan. كَمَنْ أَدَّ فَرِضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى, it's like you performed one faraz act outside Ramadan. وَمَنْ أَدَّ فَرِضَةً فِيهِ, if you perform, you carry out one faraz act in the month of Ramadan, كَمَنْ أَدَّ سَبْعِينَ فَرِضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى, it's like you performed 70 faraz act outside the Ramadan. So everything is doubled. So let's look forward that when Ramadan comes, don't make any mistake, because we don't know that this is my last Ramadan or not. How many people were with us last month? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi, we are taking someone. This month, we are taking someone. So we are not guaranteed that we'll be there. Or if Allah brings us to Ramadan, we won't be guaranteed that the other Ramadan will be alive. The Shari, they say, the poet says, إِذَا حَمَلْتُمُ إِذَا حَمَلْتُمُ الْجَنَازَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ, when you carry the janaza, escorting your beloved one to the qabar, فَعَلَمْ, every one of you, every one of us must bear in mind and tell himself, أَنَّهَا بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُورِ, that indeed after burying our brother, our sister whom we have escorted, the next passenger to be carried in this janaza, it's me. And that, what is your preparation? Fatazawwadu, prepare yourselves. Watazawwadu, prepare yourselves. Fa inna khayra zadi taqwa, the best preparation is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us hidayah and tawfiq to understand and put it into practice. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower everyone of us who is gathered in this masjid with his choicest barakah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive our mahrumin and grant them jannatul firdaus, and replace darkness in their qabr with noor. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the opportunity when malakul maut come to recite the beautiful kalima, kalima tawheed, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala write our names amongst the fortunate ones who will be shaking hands with the malaik of Allah when entering Jannah, that salamun alaikum, peace be upon you, tributul mwodan, be happy.
فَدُخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ Enter in Jannah. Abide there forever and ever. Amin. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ